It's encouraging to hear about an appliance that's not designed specifically for blind people, but yet whose manufacturers have taken the time to ensure its accessibility to blind people. The Sea Crane Recorder is one such appliance. This device is a hard disk-based recorder that is designed for recording the spoken word. Dick Gage has supplied via cassette a comprehensive review of the Sea Crane Recorder. Because of time constraints and copyright, we are unable to include the whole thing, which includes an article from a publication which we don't have permission to broadcast. However, here is an extract from the review of the Sea Crane Recorder, which will hopefully give you enough information to find out its potential uses, and also give you more information about where to go to find out all the details.
What I want to talk to you about today is something that Sea Crane makes called the CC Recorder. And you can go to the website, ccrecorder.com, and read all about it. And you might even see a link to the concise manual, which is written by one of the engineers who's been very helpful to me, named Ed Strauss, Ed, E-D-S-T-R-A-U-S-S, who works for Sea Crane. He works independently. He's not employed by Sea Crane, but he is an engineer who works for a lot of companies. And he is very aware of the needs for the blind. In designing the Sea Crane Recorder, he put a function where you press the display button and hold it down, and what is on the display will be spoken to you in Ed Strauss's voice. I asked him if it was his voice on there, and it is. This stuff is actually on the disk, the different display messages, and you can't erase it. It's in a hidden file. I asked him if it was an EEPROM, and he said no. At any rate, there was a write-up in the Popular Communications magazine which got me interested in this machine. Now, let's talk about the recorder. I'm going to turn the recorder on at this point. And I don't know if the cassette, I'll pick it up and see if it picks up the whir of the disk drive. Well, you may or may not have heard that whirring of the disk, but it goes for about 2.5 seconds. And now the machine is powered up. Now, if I press the display button, we should hear something coming out of the recorder. Let me move the cassette recorder so it should pick it up.
AM, day 3, Wednesday. Showing the AM, PM, and day, record light is on, not all format.
Okay, the record light is on. That means I could make a recording now. Now, if I press the record button again, which I will do now, it should be off. Let's see. I'll press the display again.
10:31:39 AM, day 3, Wednesday. Showing the AM, PM, and day, record light is off.
Okay, it's mono remote. So I have the record off. So, that is how that works. Now, before I did this, I made a couple of recordings, and I'm not certain that we're going to get right to the beginning of the recording because I don't know where I stopped it, but I'll let you hear a little bit, anyway, of the CC recorder playback, which was just a microphone recording, okay? So let's just see how that sounds.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. This is a test of the CC recorder. I'm making this with the built-in microphone so that you can hear just how it sounds. The TV's on in the background and it may pick that up a little bit. But this is just a test, and now we'll stop it and let you hear what it sounds like. I hope you enjoy it.
Okay, so now I know that you heard that. Now, the layout of the machine is like this. When you unpack it and you set it up, you'll see that the speaker part on the front is raised, and it's all metal case, and there's a whole bunch of little holes with the speaker grill, and then there's a little plate that says CC recorder, and then you drop down off the edge of that, and as you drop down, on the right-hand side, there's a single button. That is the display button. And to the right of that, you may feel a bunch of little holes. And these are LEDs and things that show the time and the mode that you're in and stuff like that with different colored LEDs. But that doesn't concern us as a blind user. But if you hold down that display button, once you've powered the machine on, and we'll get to how you do that in a while, you'll hear that display talking. Now, to the left of the display, and going across down just a little bit lower than the display, you'll find four buttons in a row. The first button is rewind. The next button is fast forward. The third button on that row is the adjust key, and the fourth button on that top row is days. Oh, knocked my cassette over here. Sorry for that noise. Days to record. On the second row, you have record is the first button. Play, stop is the second button. This is on the second row, dropping down. And then the third button is setup. Okay. On the third row, you're going to find below the record button that you have the quick set key all by itself. If you go to the right, you'll find a bunch of buttons in a circle, so don't worry about that. And then on the bottom row, you will find a button all by itself, and that's the microphone button. To the right of that button, there is a little indented circle. That is the microphone, very small. And to the left of that button, down below, there's a little hole. You can feel a hole. And if you have a stylus, if you press in the point of the stylus in that hole, that's the reset button, which returns your recorder back to factory default functions. Now, one other thing I forgot to tell you about. If you go to the second from the bottom row, where we had that set button, and go over to the past that circle of buttons, which we're going to get to in a minute, and go further to the right, you'll find three buttons in a vertical row. The top button is volume up. The middle button is normal, which is the volume that the machine starts up in, and the lower volume button is volume down. These are very useful. If you turn on the machine and it's too loud, press the volume down button. When you press display and it's too loud, turn it down. And if you press the volume up button, you can increase the volume. Another thing is if you press, there's a button which we'll get to, which you can mute the sound if you don't want to hear it at all. Now let's go to that circle. There's a circle of buttons, and you feel around the circle and you find a break where there's no button for a little while, there's a space. Go above that space. That first button is A, then B, C, D, E, F, G, and then there's a little button after the G, and that's very important. That's the immediate button. Now, when you first want to make a recording, if you don't want to set up any sessions or anything, just press immediate and then record. And then if your radio's plugged in, you know, you can record from there. Or if you press the microphone button, you can record from the microphone. So that immediate button is very important. Now, then in the center, there's a single button. This is the pause mute button. If you press it once while you're recording or while you're in playback and you're listening to recording, the recording will stop. If you press it and hold it down while listening to a recording, it will mute. And even if you're making a recording, the speaker will mute. Those are all the buttons. Now let's go to the back of the machine. You'll find there's a first jack in the back. That's where the power adapter plugs in. And to the right of that is a slide switch. When it's to the left, facing the plug where the power adapter is plugged into, the machine is off. When you turn it to the right, the disc will spin and the machine is on. Then the power adapter plug. And then you'll find some other things there, which we'll get to. And it's all very interesting. But what I really want to get to here is there are three jacks after that power adapter plug. The first jack is your line in plug, where that cord, one end of that cord, will plug in to this jack, and that's where you're going to connect the other end to your radio. And the next one, right next to that plug, is for auxiliary input, like if you were going to tape from a cassette recorder or a second radio. You plug the line in, you need to buy another line in cord, because they only give you one, to that jack. And then the third jack is an earphone jack. Now you know all the controls of the CC recorder. That's all there is. There isn't any more. One suggestion is if you do buy this and you are listening to the tape, and Joe Givinello tells you to do this, and I recommend it highly, is to get a slate or a braille writer and maybe a half sheet of braille paper and write down in order all of those buttons. It'll make your life a lot easier and you'll be up and running a lot sooner. Now, one last thing I wanted to demonstrate is perhaps a recording off the radio itself. This is nothing important, it's just some talk, and we'll let you hear it.
Huge savings on all your home improvement needs at Grossman's Bargain Outlet. Factory surplus, closeouts, and warehouse overstock means you get lots more for your hard-earned buck. Grossman's Bargain Outlet, nobody sells it for less.
The following is a parable, a story with fictitious characters that makes a point. A lion, a giraffe, a lamb, and a very hard-to-please rhino all got together to resolve the problems of the animal kingdom. First they got rid of Cable, because Cable's fuzzy picture and rate hikes were running everything. But the rhino was still unhappy. Then along came Digital Dynamite, new from Dish Networks. Just $34.99 a month and you get an advanced Dish Network satellite TV system, over 100 channels, all in 100% digital perfection, hassle-free in-home service, and you don't even have to buy the equipment. And now subscribe to any of our movie packages and you get the first 3 months free. If the animals could agree on anything, they'd call 1-888-441-DISH, 1-888-441-DISH, or go to their Dish Network retailer. And it all is happily ever after.
Okay, I think you get the idea of how that sounds. And, of course, I was recording that not with the line in from the cassette recorder going into the CC recorder, but just from the room.
So
because I thought that that would be more realistic, a representation of just how it would be in your room. One other feature I want to demonstrate, I still have it on, but I turned the volume down while I was making this speech. I'm going to press the normal key to return it back to the volume you heard it at.
10:46 now, WBZ. Congratulations to WBZ Box Office.
Now we'll turn the volume up.
Jamaica Plain, who just won a pair of tickets to see Nobel Prize
now,
winner Betty Williams.
We'll turn the volume down. Okay. Now, because the cassette recorder has an automatic volume control, the effect of turning it up and down may not have come across too well, but it is rather rapid. I don't see any reason why you could not connect this up to your computer and dump some stuff to it. I haven't done it yet, but it certainly seems as though the facilities are there that you would take your line out or your line cord and plug it into your sound card out jack to record whatever's coming from your sound card to the C-Crane CC recorder. And I don't feel that that would be any problem. You shouldn't have any problem doing that. And if you want my email address, anybody that wants to get in touch with me, it's rghe@world.std.com. I'm also a ham radio operator. My call is K1SHH. One last thing. You may be wondering why I didn't go in a lot of detail about the quick setup. Well, there's a pretty good reason. There are several pages in the manual, about four pages, devoted to the quick setup. And as I believe I mentioned when I went through this on the tape, you press the quick setup button and then you enter a series of buttons from A, B, C, D, and so forth in various combinations to set up the quick setup code. And the quick setup codes are binary based, so it's not just like you press 1, 2, 3, or A, B, C, D to get it in order. It would be more like A, B, D, C, or A, B, E, B, or something like that. So it's not just pressing buttons in sequence. And I would probably take up at least maybe two tracks to go through all of that. If you want to learn to do it, and it's not impossible to do, you would have to have somebody read those things to you, and you'd probably have to write them down or record them. But it would probably be better to write them down so that you could find them quickly and punch them in. And they do work, but I find that the pro setup, the one that I spent a lot of time going over, is probably what most people are going to use. You don't lose anything by using Pro Setup. It's just more steps. And, of course, you can always press Immediate and Record. The only thing you'll have to do there is be there when the program is over to shut off the machine. Whereas if you set it up, either using the Quick Setup or the Setup Mode, you will have the machine shut off the recording. But it will still be playing stuff from your radio if the radio is not shut off. You'll still hear it through the speaker even though it's not recording anymore. Now you have a demonstration of the CC recorder. If you're interested, call that number. I'm sure they will be happy to talk with you. The people are very pleasant. If you have some questions, they will try and answer them over the phone, or they will send you, if you're connected to the internet, an email from one of the people on the staff that can answer your question. I feel this is a very usable device for a blind person who does a lot of listening to talk radio particularly, or wants to make recordings without the hassle of having to fumble around with tape and then maybe duping those back onto a cassette.